Hello, everybody. Hello, Kevin. Hello, Eric. How are you?
We are great.
Wonderful. I am jazzed. You know, I'm like the filly at the gate when the gate's ready to spring. And, you know, when the race is starting. So I've been in here pawing the floor, ready to go. In my private station room.
Your little track you got set up there?
Yeah, I do. I got the clock. I got the water. I got the Diet Coke. I got the Kleenex in case my nose runs. I got my tools, my book, our guest name and number, so I am ready to rock and roll. And
I feel like I should be playing the Rocky theme during this description.
I like that one too. This is Barb Schwartz, everybody, and it's so great to welcome you to Staging Life with Barb. I'm very excited because I've hired a wonderful gal in Seattle, Sonia Rivlin, to do exclusive PR for the work that we're doing across the world, really around the world, and one of those has to do with my company, StagedHomes.com, one of those areas, which is on the internet, of course, StagedHomes.com, and we offer the accredited staging professional course or the accredited staging professional master course, the first being 2 days, the second being 5 days, and we feature our ASPs and ASPMs on this site, and then we also are about to put homes that are for sale that are staged. They can't go on unless they're staged by one of our ASPs on the site. And so I hired Sonia to get the word out, and so we're starting to get the ball rolling to be able to introduce that through television, more radio, newspapers, magazines. And then also about our International Home Staging Convention, which is in just a couple of weeks, May 19th to May 22nd. It's the only convention like it in the entire world. That's really true, Kevin.
Where's it going to be held?
It's going to be in the greater San Francisco area in Concord, California. And people can go online and see that by going to stagedhomes.com that I just mentioned and click where it says find out about the convention. And that is for home staging. And people are coming from all over. I mean, Canada, every state almost, not totally, but close in the United States. A lot from the East Coast, West Coast, Midwest. And we also have people in England, Finland, Ireland, and Hungary that are accredited as professional home stagers.
You have real estate people in Hungary?
Well, we have real estate people all over the world and interior decorators, but more refined than that, in my description, would be accredited staging professionals. So these are people that help prepare the home for sale so that the seller can get the most money and the buyer buys a house that they really love because now they can see it in all its glory. So what I was just about to say, too, is that the third thing is that we just put our first big news release up on the Business Wire about Positive Choice Talk Radio. And so I emailed that to you today, Kevin, and I want you to show the whole team in the studio, please, because Sonia I've hired, and she's doing great work. And then she has given us the finished products that I put them on myself to talk about all the great work we do at Positive Choice Talk Radio. And so you'll be seeing that, and it's released today all over the West Coast, all over the Internet. There are already 3 calls that have come in for me from reporters wanting to know more. And it's just a really great service to be able to hook up with a Business Wire because they reach all the people in the world that have to do with news. So I wanted you to know that, and I want our listeners to know that because they can see the release there and find out more about Positive Choice. They can find more out about my show. And I wanted you two to know it because it's a big surprise for you.
Yes, it is. That's very cool. Thank you, Barb.
You're welcome. Big bucks, guys. God, big bucks. Every word's like $400. No.
Wow.
So it's just my joy. I love spreading our mission of what we're doing and the vision that everybody has at Positive Choice Talk Radio. And I think, at least I really hope, that you're going to be really pleased with what we put together and wanting to know what you know about when the website's going to be up on Positive Choice Talk Radio. Soon?
Yes, very soon. And we are, as they say, Barb, under construction.
Under construction's good.
That's our probably digital dust, as
yes,
we like to say.
Our digital dust. But I anticipate that it's going to be up very quickly. And before the show ends, I hope to have more information for you on that.
That'd be really great. And you know me, I'm out of the gate and very open and ask questions and share anything that I know just like you do. And
absolutely.
So we can put the news release up there. We can. I have a page ready to go on there. So even though we talk about the technical, it's not that technical because we want the world to know about Positive Choice Talk Radio. And as I was writing this, I was thinking about all of us as women that listen to the station and the show, because we have so many wonderful, talented women, and that means you all that are listening right now, that have so much to share and give, and I'm really wanting to support women more and more in an empowering role to feature you as guests on my show. If you're interested, please email me at barb@stagetones.com or to call in, and our number is toll-free 866-439-7287. That was 866-439-7287. Any show that you would like to call in on and to talk with myself, to talk with Kevin, because he's on the air before I come on Monday from 2 to 3, and I wouldn't be here without Kevin and without Eric. And we also have special guests each week, and so we have a great guest coming up today.
Speaking of which.
Oh, yes. Is he there?
He is.
He is. And tell me now, when do we need to do a sponsor break? Because our sponsors are so important.
We'll take a break in about 15 minutes. So.
Oh, that's great. I've got my little time watch right here, so I'll push the button.
Very
I'll
good.
Open that up remotely.
You're getting high tech, Barb.
I know. And then next week, I'll be in the studio and in Bellevue, so we'll be together.
We're looking forward to seeing your sunny, shining face.
Thanks, and get ready, because we're just going to sparkle all over the place.
There you go.
Awesome. Well, it gives me great joy to introduce our very special guest. I want to have a drum roll. Do you have a drum roll, Eric? The other Eric?
Yeah, you're going to have to give me about 3 seconds there.
Oh, pull it up. Pull it up. Come on, man.
Talk about something else real quick.
Okay, Eric Thurman is the owner, president, and in my mind, the CEO of Impact Productions. And what a joy and an honor it was to meet him and to work with him. Eric, are you there?
We're there.
I think he's there.
Yep.
I'm not hearing him.
He's here.
Yeah.
You're our guest.
Barb just kind of faded out a little bit, but I can barely hear you.
There you go. You're live. All right. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Really, really well. I'm just so glad to hear your voice, and I'm really honored and pleased to have you on my show, Staging Life with Barb.
Thank you.
I've missed you.
Yeah, it was fun when we did your show a week ago, and these 30 women completely transformed that modest house into a palace. It was pretty impressive to me, because I didn't see how they could do anything better than what it was, but they certainly did that.
Eric, my name is Kevin McDonald. I'm one of the hosts. I'm co-host with Barb here, and I'm in the studio, and it just dawned on me that there may be a few folks who don't know the connection here.
Yeah,
so, Barb, go ahead.
I was just going to share that and also introduce you and introduce Eric to Eric, because Kevin is my co-partner host here, and then Eric in the studio is the man that helps keep us all on the air. So the two Erics need to meet, as well as you and Kevin. And that last week's show, any of you that listening, and I think there are a number of you that tuned in, I talked about how we shot the segment, the pilot for ABC Family Channel. And Eric was the wonderful man that appeared into our life. I call you a God thing, Eric. And hope you don't mind that. And he is in the Santa Cruz area of California. And you made me look really, really good on film.
Well, it wasn't difficult, Barb. What can I say?
Thank you. We had a great time, didn't we?
It was a lot of fun.
Eric was here on a Monday and a Tuesday, and with his talent and many, many years of experience, he film in the classroom, and then the next day, second day, leaving the classroom, and then the transformation, as you just mentioned, Eric, about turning that house around from a regular house to a staged property. And it's a joy, again, to have you on the show, and I want to let you know, as well as our listeners, that Platinum Television emailed this morning, because, in fact, just a little bit ago, so this was new to me, and I wanted to share it with you, Eric, and everyone, that they're really looking forward to the finished product, that they felt what they had was fabulous, which had to do with you, Eric, as well as, you know, the work we did together, and they passed on that same nice compliment that, you know, we were naturals at this. So that really, really felt good.
Great.
Yeah, really great.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. And thanks again for all your hard work. And now that we've kind of talked about that and segued into knowing more about you, which is my one of my real goals of having you on the show, is Eric is such a talented man and has been in film, I think you told me, over 30 years. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And so you have your company in, did I say right, Santa Cruz?
Santa Cruz, yeah. We do any and all films and videos, which I look at as kind of the e-ticket. I don't know if anybody's been to Disneyland who's listening, but back in the old days, we would get little booklets at Disneyland, and the e-tickets were the most fun rides, and so that's what I look at is that film and video is that for me. It just kind of takes me to all these different adventures that I get to dip into for a day or a week or a month, and then I dip into something else.
Well, everybody should see your productions, because I've watched every second of the material that you sent me. And, of course, this came after we worked together, so I already knew you in person, et cetera. However, it did not diminish the power of what I saw. And Kevin and our other Eric, seeing the work that Eric in Santa Cruz with Impact has done is just phenomenal. I mean, we're talking, like, major work. I cried during, really, some small tears during the section about the people that had health challenges, because I think you all know about my daughter, at least a little bit, with her brain injury, and so it reminded me of that, the piece that you did of the people at the beach.
Unshared Adventures, yeah.
Oh, that was wonderful. Could you speak about this just for a minute before I introduce everybody to your latest project?
Sure. Well, Shared Adventures was a local group here in Santa Cruz that got started, interestingly enough, by a quadriplegic who was challenged to by a local surfer. And many people may know that Santa Cruz is well known for O'Neill surfing and one of the best surf spots on the West Coast. But a local surfer challenged this friend of mine who's a quadriplegic that he could teach him how to surf. And he got really angry when the surfer said that he could do this. But after he got through his feeling that this was something that he'd never, ever be able to do, He threw it back in the surfer's face. He says, you know, I'm willing to take a try at it. And as a result, the surfer, along with a lot of his friends, got a whole host of volunteers together. And now on a yearly basis, they take people who have serious physical disabilities, multiple sclerosis, and amputees, as well as people who are challenged, in all ways, and they take them on adventures that these people would never have a chance to participate in, surfing and kayaking and scuba diving. And it's remarkable what a team of dedicated people can do to open up the world for those of us in this world who many times have fairly limited abilities.
Exactly, and the work that you did, which, gentlemen, is the video that I had the joy of watching, one of several. It's just so moving, and your great camera work, your direction, all of that, it's just amazing. And so anybody that wants to know more about how to get a hold of Eric for work that he can do with you or to learn more about his company, I want to announce how people reach you several times during our chat together on the show today. And so One would be your telephone. Another would be email. Which would you like to give out, Eric?
Well, the phone number is always pretty direct. You know, it's 831-457-5800. You know, it's a very satisfying work, because many times we do a lot of work for nonprofits and groups that really need some promotion to the general community about the good work that they're doing. So we've done a lot of work for nonprofits. We've done a lot of documentaries. You know, I work in Yosemite a lot. A lot of the national parks need to let people know what they're doing, so I work in the national parks. But the video work, like I was saying, the e-ticket just kind of takes me on all these different adventures around the world. One that we just finished last week and we premiered in Santa Cruz is a feature film on calypso singing in Trinidad and Tobago, which is one of those unique places in the world at the bottom of the Caribbean chain, right off the coast of Venezuela, where a type of music, a style of music, got started actually back in the days of slavery, when the slaves needed to talk about the masters of the plantations, and so they developed a style of music and lingo that where they could sing and talk about the politics of the day, and it's carried through right through to when. Well, what happened was Harry Belafonte made this very, very famous record called The King of Calypso back in the 70s, and you may know that it was the hottest record that had ever sold at that time.
Yes.
And even though Belafonte's not from Trinidad himself, he's actually from New York and of Jamaican descent, he actually opened up that whole style of music with Deo and a number of those tunes that you'll all remember. But the style of music, calypso, is from this tiny little island called Trinidad, and it has a sister island, Tobago. And it's been going on for years and years. Well, some of the older musicians who had become so famous had started to pass on, and so I and a group of friends decided to go down there and record some of these elder masters before, you know, and some of the work that they've been doing, and came out with a very lively film on the history and the style of calypso music.
It's so exciting, and that is what I wanted to really let you share with us today, and there's a lot of questions that I know I'm anxious to ask you about, as well as I'm sure Kevin is too. And before we get into that, I want to have everybody know about CalypsoDreams.com. And so if I'm spelling this right, it's C-A-L-Y, right? P-S-O.
Calypso.
C-A-L-Y-P-S-O-Dreams.com. And people can go in to see the website and what it is that you're sharing with us. You know, last week I talked, Eric, about principles or instructions for life in the new millennium from the Dalai Lama. And I think all of us listening like to look at a lot of different motivational things and positive choice ideas for sure throughout the week. And one of those that comes to me is share your knowledge. It's a way to achieve immortality. And when I watched the great films that, in my mind, you know, I'm pretty out there in my being upfront and very candid. The three of you know, died and came back, and so my message is, speak up, life is short. So when I say something, I mean it. It's not just a bunch of fluff, because you never know. And so my words about your work was, I just found it really empowering. I've seen a lot of video and film, and what you did in those that you shared with me was just, that's what you're doing in your way, to me, was achieving immortality by the great work you're doing to put all this together. And it's so exciting hearing you talk about the places that you go. It's just fabulous. It's just fabulous. I'm going to repeat the phone number again. It's 831-457-5800. So if you or your company wants to talk to Eric about working together, it would be my joy and Positive Choice Talk Radio's joy, along with Kevin and myself, too. Refer people to you, and you have a website, I know. What is that, Eric?
Well, my company name is Impact, so it's Impact, I-M-P-A-C-T, 4U, number 4, letter U, .com. And that's just a site that lets people know what we do. We can send you, you know, samples of our work if you like. You know, and but as you know, I mean, it's the whole business of film and video is about is really about experience and about looking and seeing and selecting pieces of video that and film that have been shot and putting them together in some organized fashion that that promotes a better world. I mean, we've done a lot of socially relevant documentaries on artists in maximum security prisons. We've worked on the nuclear issue. We did a film that is probably the grandfather of nuclear anti-nuclear movies called The Last Epidemic, Medical Consequences of Nuclear Weapons and Nuclear War. And then we did a series of films after that, one about children in nuclear war, which got nominated for Academy Award, and then I shot another one in 86 that called Women for America, which was actually received the Academy Award for Best Short Documentary. So, I mean, these different adventures take you into different places, but sometimes along the way you get acknowledged, but it's a process. It's not a right. something where I look at anything as an end in itself. It's just one adventure takes you to another one. Last week I was shooting for a ballet company in San Francisco, a really extraordinary ballet company called Lines, L-I-N-E-S. And we were working with Alonzo King, who's the choreographer of that company. And he's an exceptional fellow who brought a troupe of 16 pygmy musicians from the Central Republic of Congo over to do the music for his ballet. And we toured with that a year ago, and then he's on to doing other things. So I'll be traveling with him probably to Venice to dance and for him, you know, to watch his, to record his ballet company working in Venice, and then I've got other things in different other parts of the world. Just you know, I hop on a plane with my gear and I record whatever needs to be recorded, and I come back and knit it together in some kind of special way. So that's kind of what I do, and it's what I love. And I'm sure there's many more adventures where that came from. I'm counting on it.
You're talented, and it is, and you are a blessing. And I can brag on you. It's sometimes hard to do that about ourselves. It's just that I can do that, having that experience with you, and not even knowing so much of what you just shared. And you know, a lot of people do things to make money, and everybody, you know, wants to eat. However, with you, it feels to me, even with what you've just expressed, as well as being around you, is, you know, you're working for the greater good of all concerned. And
well, I think that, you know, it all evens out. I mean, some things you do for not for free because they're interesting, and some things you get paid a lot of money for. And then if you kind of look at the end of the year, if it all balances out, then you do it again, you know. And that's the way I've always looked at things, that I've always made enough money, never made too much, and never made too little, just enough to get to continue doing what I like to do. So that's just been my attitude, and it seems to have worked so far.
Definitely. Now, will you stay with us? Because we're going to need to take a sponsor break, and really like to have you on for almost the rest of the show for at least another 20 minutes. Can you do that?
Sure.
That'd
no
be
problem.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
And any of you that would like to talk with Kevin McDonald or with Eric of Impact Productions, or this is Barb Schwerz, please call us toll-free at 866-439-7287, and you stay tuned. We're going to come back and talk with Eric much more about his adventures and ask him a lot of questions, too. I have some questions I want to ask him. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to Positive Choice Talk Radio, and we're staging life with Barb. Barb, how are you?
I'm doing so great. I'm jumping up and down, actually.
Good.
But well, I always am. I'm just really thrilled to be on the show every week with you, Kevin, and to have wonderful guests like we have today, Eric Thurman, and with Impact Productions. And so, Eric, we're just really excited, and you are a very productive, busy, good man, and so we really appreciate you taking your time to being on the show with me and with us. Thank you for doing that.
Well, you're welcome.
I have some questions I want to ask you.
Shoot.
How quickly do you move? When you get a call and you've got a shoot to do somewhere halfway around the world and they need you now, you just have everything ready and you just get on a plane? I mean, how much notice do you need a lot of times?
Well, it's like anybody, I suppose. It depends upon your availability, but I mean, it's in just, you know, you get a plane ticket and you go and you do the interview, whatever it is. It's you know, I have everything condensed down to where I bring the, you know, the obviously the camera, the lights, the microphones, a Steadicam, which allows me to move fluidly through space and do kind of virtual reality shots. I can take a teleprompter if somebody needs that, but things are getting smaller and smaller as technology shrinks, and it becomes easier and easier. Flying hasn't become easier. I mean, they've limited the amount of luggage that, I mean, from 69 pounds down, or 70 pounds to 50 pounds in most carriers, but we still do it. I mean, I still do it just with 50 pounds of luggage. So,
wow.
So you know, it's just there, and I'm ready to go. You know, I just jump in a car and drive to the airport and get on a plane.
Wow.
Last year, I went to Cuba to do a couple of really interesting documentaries, and most people don't realize that that Cuba, being right off the coast of Florida, is one of those mysterious places that is really one of our closest neighbors and one of the most fascinating countries in the world, as far as I'm concerned, primarily because we have the United States and Cuba have very little connection with one another, and as a result, you have a country that is about as un-Westernized as countries become, but is the most educated country in all of Latin America. They have a 98% literacy rate, and they're really doing some very interesting things on the forefront of agriculture. It's just a fascinating country. So the Santa Cruz, some folks in Santa Cruz here decided to have a sister city relationship with a small province in Cuba, and we created this this relationship, which, and a number of cities, San Francisco, Oakland, Cleveland, Ohio, different places around the country have sister city relationships with yeah. small provinces in Cuba, and we send diplomats down there, and people from the local community, and share ideas, and we learn as much from them as they learn from us, I'm sure. So, you know, those are just, I mean, I flew to Beijing a year ago to, you know, videotape a VP of a bank and fly to Moscow. You just fly wherever is needed. And that's, you know, it's just one of those things where you meet the challenges as they come up.
That is so fascinating, because so many of us listening, you know, we don't have the opportunity to travel in our work. Some of us do, like you and even myself sometimes, certainly not to some of the countries that you're speaking about. At least some of them I haven't been to, but a lot of us don't have that opportunity, or we don't think that we have that opportunity. And through the magic of what you create and film, it's like we can go there with you. And so it's just so exciting to hear you talk about the places that you go and that you've gone. Now, tell me, you know, when did you go to Cuba exactly? How long were you there? And what did you like about it the very most?
Well, the first time I went was for a solar sustainability conference that Cuba was hosting for people from around the world, and most people are unaware that really any country in the world can go to Cuba. If you're a citizen of any other country than the United States, can go without any problem. And actually, to Cubans, they would love to have more Americans come down there, but there are restrictions from our own government that keep us from traveling freely. It's actually the only country in the world that we can't travel freely to. Even we can actually go to Iraq right now without a passport, but Cuba is a whole different story for a number of political reasons that are probably too lengthy to go into. But I was covering a solar sustainability conference for a group in San Francisco called Global Exchange. Globalexchange.org is a wonderful group that plans trips for groups around the world, taking them to places that you wouldn't normally expect to go, doing things that most tourists don't typically do, and studying aspects of other cultures that to me are very exciting and very thought provoking. And so I'd encourage you to check into globalexchange.org in the San Francisco area. But that first trip was a 2-week trip that where the the conference was a week long, and then we traveled around Cuba to get a sense of the rest of the area as well. And then the second trip was also a 2-week trip where we went to this little province called Guamá, which is down near Santiago. One of the most famous places in all of the Americas. Where most of the governing was happening in the 16th and 17th century, by the Spaniards over the rest of South America, and that was the city out of which they operated. But so this little province of Guamá, which is down in that area, it's a coastal region, and it looks very much like Santa Cruz. So we felt right at home there, and the Cubans are maybe one of the most hospitable groups I've ever been involved in, and their music and the dignity of their culture. Some people may not know, but there are four guarantees in Cuba: a guarantee of education, a guarantee of housing, a guarantee of jobs, and a guarantee of health care. And when you guarantee those four elements, it takes a certain amount of the stress off of the population, so that the population actually has a different feel to it. It has a different sense of dignity, and that was the thing that I was most impressed in Cuba. And I both times that I went down, I just came back feeling a great deal of hope for humanity and what possibilities there are in the world other than what we happen to know in Western culture, generally. So
now tell me again, before we go to another topic or another film, what was the main reason for that trip? What were you shooting?
Documenting the Solar Sustainability Conference.
Oh, yeah.
I was sponsored by the Global Exchange people out of San Francisco to actually document and make a documentary about this Solar Sustainability Conference, because the people in Cuba being cut off, they really need to create their own a self-sustaining ability. They really are very interested in standing on their own and not having to rely on other countries of the world to back them up. And people are aware that for many years the Soviet Union backed them up, and then the Soviet Union came into some hard times economically, so they weren't able to do that anymore. So Cuba went through a period where they really had to look deeply at themselves and figure out how they could how they could turn their culture into a self-sustaining place. So there was 1,000. I mean, I'm told there were 1,000 vacant lots in Havana, which became organic gardens. And I mean, just virtually within a few years, Cuba became much more able to stand on its own two feet.
Self-sufficient, much more self-sufficient.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, tell us, before we'll have another commercial break coming up fairly soon, but I want to know more about Calypso Dreams, too, because that's one of your latest pieces of work. And would people expect to see that going to the movies or in a theater house, or where would they see that?
Well, the movie just opened here in Santa Cruz, and it's been in a few festivals. And the way most of these films work is that they play this festival circuit until a distributor becomes interested in putting the films out on a little broader basis. It could be picked up for distribution in theaters. Documentaries aren't typically the most money-making types of fare, and going up against blockbusters like the ones that come out of Hollywood is a little bit tricky, but it certainly will get some play on television, so you may see it television. We don't have specific dates at this point because it's so new,
but I want people to keep their eyes out for it, and again to go to calypsodreams.com. And I mean, I'm just like so jazzed getting to hear all these things that you're sharing with us. And all of you listening now realize even more what a joy it was, and I say a God thing, to be a universe thing, to be, brought into Eric's world and have him come into ours for staging. Because staging Life with Barb, this hour that I feel so great to be able to do with Kevin and Positive Choice Talk Radio, we're talking about all aspects of life, which has come from staging the home environment, and I want to get your impression of that after we do take a commercial break. And then also, though, health issues and life issues, and part of that is humanity. I love that great word, and through hearing your descriptions, even on the radio, it's just like I see all these pictures being painted from the different cultures and different countries you've been to, and the different view of humanity that you have, you know, brought around you. It's just wonderful. So,
well, I mean, anything in the world, you know, really, really asks to be documented, and everyone has interesting topics that they're dealing with on a daily basis.
Right.
Everyone has probably considered that they could use a videotape to explore, or at least to promote what they're doing, or some aspect of life that they want to put out there a little bit more fully. And with videotape, you can kind of condense an experience down to a short period of time that then can really talk about an issue or talk about a subject matter in a more in-depth way in a very short period of time. So it can help people convey ideas and information, and there'll just be millions of documentaries and millions of tapes about every issue. We see them on television all the time, but what I do specifically is just try to make it as affordable as possible, and it's as wide a spectrum as it's an infinitely wide spectrum.
Yes, exactly. Well, it is such a treat, and we're going to take a real short commercial break. Please stay tuned, everybody listening. Eric, stay on the line. We'll be right back. Thank you so much. It's just such a joy and a real pleasure. I sincerely mean that, to be on the show today with Eric Saruman out of Santa Cruz, and his company is Impact Productions. And before I ask Eric some opinions on certain things, I want everybody that's listening to know that he is the very talented and caring, I could say, producer that shot our television pilot, we're calling it, about home staging week before last. And he came up to the East Bay of San Francisco area from Santa Cruz, and we met each other, and the rest is history. And part of why this would be so successful, as we look for it to be, to really help and people and empower them that they can stage their home, is because of your work, Eric. And you just make it look so easy. I mean, we got it kind of down pat. It was just like, you point the camera and you do your talent, and I, you know, you can't stop me, so on we go. So what was your take on what you experienced about staging?
Well, I was quite surprised, actually, when I went over to look at the house initially. It looked like a nice, you know, looked like a nice house. Looked like it would sell well, and the people who lived there, who owned the house, were fixing things. And I thought, gee, but they better stop fixing things, so there won't be anything for Barb and her group to do. And I mentioned that at the time, and I just thought, oh, there won't be any action here, because people will come in and they'll go, everything looks just fine. But when Barb's students walked into the house, they'd been trained over a two or three day period to look for many, many different elements that allow a house to be sold at a much higher price, and getting rid of the clutter, getting rid of photographs that really weren't needed. So there was this enormous commotion where people would got boxes together and started putting things in boxes and started taking furniture and moving it from one room to another and taking parts of sofas out and moving flowers from the outside inside and things from the inside outside. And I mean, when the people finally came back 3 hours later, I mean, typically you don't have 30 people working on your house, but in this particular setting, everything was done very, very quickly because there were so many people helping. And when the homeowners came back, we of course recorded their reactions, and it was just this, oh my gosh, I don't want to move now, you know, which of course the realtor does want to hear, but of course they were committed to moving, but realtor did want to hear that the house looked, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars more valuable to any prospective buyer. And they, even when the kids walked in their rooms, we got their reactions, and the teenager was just, he just about passed out. He couldn't believe his room looked so so cool. And so I was actually I was as amazed as the homeowners at the transformation. Really, life is about, you know, change. Drama is about change. If something doesn't change, it's not very dramatic. But I can tell you that this staging of homes is about one of the most dramatic changes that you'll see in a short period of time. So it was easy to film. So much action and movement and people having such a good time. I mean, they were just laughing and having such a good time planning and changing and fixing and, oh, let's do this and, oh, let's change this over here. It just went on for 3 hours of just of this really wonderful, and it was I kind of like an orgy of furniture moving. It was really great.
It's true. It looks like, I always keep saying there's great order in all this chaos, because it looks like chaos, and yet each team, because that's what we do, we break the class into teams, and I've been saying since the year 2000 when I wrote this for HGTV and they turned it down and said no one would ever watch a show like that, and now they've got something else going, that, you know, it's so entertaining, but in addition to that, it really touches people, because the homeowners usually say, oh, I feel more comfortable in my own environment and it's less stressful. And so we stage to sell, we stage to move in, we stage to live. And you are right, when the young son, oh my gosh, he was the oldest, I think he was 14, or is 14 rather, Joey, came into his room, Eric, I was just, because see, Kevin, we never know what they're going to say, and yet we don't put purple on the ceiling and wild hula skirts, I can't even say it, up there either, so it's done with taste and always for the highest good of everybody concerned. So,
you know, Barb, it doesn't really matter if there's other shows that have been done that are similar to yours. They don't have a Barbara Schwartz in front of the camera.
And say that.
In the end, it's really about the person who is presenting the show and the passion and enthusiasm that they use to explain what's going on. And the people back at Platinum Television really did say, I mean, you have what it takes to be on camera, and I've done a lot of different things in my life, and very rarely do I come across somebody who's such a natural in front of a piece of glass. I call that my lens, where whenever I pointed the glass at Barb, she'd turn and speak right to the glass and just be, it was as though she were speaking to some secret fan club. It was just fantastic.
Thank you so much.
I hope everybody gets a chance to see some of that tape, because it really was a wonderful experience.
Well, thank you. I'm honored, truly. And you know, about this whole thing, and I know that all of us are coming from the same place. I really feel that sincerely, is that we could be talking about widgets or health or whatever. It's really the love that comes through and wanting to touch other people's lives. And that's what you're doing in your work, Eric. That's what you're doing through your work, Kevin. That's my goal and mine as well. It isn't about the money. It's not about stardom. It's about whatever. It's about really, you know, it's reaching out and knowing that we're all in this together, that what impacts one impacts the other. Oh, that's the name of your company, by the way. And that's what it's really about. So when we leave that environment, because environment is so important, we're a reflection of it, it's a reflection of us, and it's to leave it better than we found it. And we all get so used to coming home, we don't even see what's there anymore in many cases. And so to be able to fluidly change that and have people feel greater peace is just so cool. There's nothing better than that. It is orgasmic, and you were talked about the orgy of the furniture movers, so I can say that. This is really good. Now, Kevin, I know our time is drawing near, and I just saw Aaron Brown the other night on Newsnight with Aaron Brown
yes.
on CNN say this. So if he can say it, I can say it. So he said, how much time do we have left? That's what he said.
Oh, yes, during his newspaper segment.
Yeah, that's right. How much?
Well, you got 2 minutes.
2 minutes? Okay. Well, I want to give everybody the connection to get a hold of Eric again and his phone number. Get your pen now. You never know when your company or you yourself with a group that you're with may need his great help. And so it's 831-457-5800. And the website is Impact, I-M-P-A-C-T, U.com. Did I get that right, Eric?
That's correct.
All right. Well, I'm just so thrilled to have had you on the show. It really means a lot to me personally, and I know to our listeners, because we've already gotten some calls that people really enjoyed what you were visiting about and sharing with us. And we took a trip a little bit around the world through your eyes, and it was really wonderful.
Thanks for the opportunity.
That's so great. Now, you keep me posted, and I'll do the same with you.
You got it.
All right. You take care. Be safe.
Thanks, Kevin, and thanks, Barb.
All right.
Eric, thank you so much for being on the show.
You're welcome.
You have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, everybody, this is Staging Life with Barb, and oh my gosh, I just got goosebumps all over me. You know, that's the way I am. We have a choice every day, and that's to be positive or negative, and why would we want to pick the negative? So it really is great when your feet touch the floor in the morning to say, how am I going to be today no matter what happens? And stuff happens. Believe me, stuff happens. I have to leave you with this story. You know, I always say you're never lost. You're just exploring. Well, I was supposed to do this little TV shoot on a station up north in Northern California. So, Kevin, I started driving.
About 20 seconds, my dear.
9.5 hours later, I was still not to where I was supposed to be. I could have driven to Seattle. And I reminded myself, I'm not lost, I'm just exploring. And so we never know where our travels are going to take us, but we can still make it a positive choice. So thanks, Kevin, and thanks to Eric again as our guest. And I look forward to visiting with all of you again next week. Stay tuned to Positive Choice Talk Radio. This is Barb Schwartz. Have a great week.
Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.